What's up, guys? It's the first ever Do You Ship Showdown. We've got Tanji and Jordan versus Adina and Kat. Stick around. Let's see who wins.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I wish that like the camera would have like came on when she was like.
No, we need like a little like ding ding, like boxing.
Yeah, we do need like some boxing.
What is up, guys? We are so excited to start off Do You Ship with our first couple showdown against Jordan and Tanji from Famous in Love versus Kat and Adina from The Bold Type. Woo! Whatever. To my left, I have Carla representing Team Kadina.
Yes, I am. Hey, and guys.
We have our lovely judge of the day, Candace.
Hello.
Who's gonna
You're
decide.
Not the judge.
I know. Calm yourself.
We have the person for the people.
I am for you guys. I am for the people.
Where is this accent coming
from? I don't
know.
I've been really, just like, really punchy today. You know what I mean? Like, you know what punchy means? When you're just like, woo, having fun. It's a great day.
So manning the live chat will be Allie Nesta.
Make sure you talk to me.
The way we are breaking it down is we're starting off with opening cases, 30 seconds each to each team, pleading the case of why their ship is better than the other ship. Start. We're going to go into rounds 1, 2, and 3, which we are going to draw the categories right now. What are the three?
Oh, I thought we were going to, should we do it like one by one?
Oh, yeah. If you want, you can just give
so
us the first category.
So that we can think about it. Like, so we don't think about it so much.
Alrighty. The first category. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Should we lead up to it?
Yes. Why don't you guys go ahead and give your opening statements?
All right.
Yes. While 30. We choose, because there's a lot of options here.
I feel you. Okay. 30 seconds on the clock. Carla, I'm going to let you go first.
No, you can go first. I want to see how you...
Hold on. Let me get my clock up. Hold up.
Oh, you want to see?
Because we're getting legit with this.
Being, you know, generous with your couple, just because I know that my couple is better.
Interesting. So. That's interesting that you're being so gracious. It's fine. It's fine.
So opening statements, ready?
All right, and I'm looking straight into the camera.
Go.
My fellow Americans, picture a world of beauty. Who do you see? Obviously Jordan and Tanji from Famous in Love. Yes, their relationship may have been a little rocky, but it was passionate, and it is faithful, and it is selfless. Do you know who wasn't selfless? Kadina. Kadina was not selfless. Especially Miss Adina. Actually, no, wait. Kat might have been more selfish. I don't know. They both were very selfish, but
time.
Okay, that's
that goes so fast.
Yep.
That was
gotta
really
be quick with it. Gotta be quick with it. Are you ready, Carla?
I don't think you're ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, of course.
All right, ready, set, go.
Well, guys, I feel like we don't really have to get too much into the selfless, because if there is a relationship that is honest, it's definitely Kat and Adina, because they've been honest with each other from the beginning. What else can we ask for? Two beautiful women. They're both in the early stage of a relationship, trying to figure things out together. They had a very romantic moment at the airport, and they've been together since the beginning of the season. They met at a museum, very romantic setting where she talks to her.
Oh,
that was so
there
quick.
It is. That 30
These
30
seconds,
seconds
go by so quick.
Y'all gotta be on your
I feel
toes.
Like I had so much more to say
All
about
right.
the relationship.
I'm so sorry. I just fell asleep. That's so
Lady.
Awkward.
Oh my God.
The
I love
first,
this.
The first category that we will debate, which relationship did it better, or explains it better, I guess, is going to be chemistry.
Perfect.
All right. So each of you all have 5 minutes. I'm going to put it on the clock.
All right.
You get to argue your case for chemistry for your couple only.
Okay. Carla.
All right. Carla, would you like to begin?
Sure, I'll go first.
All right. Let me pull up my time. We're going to do timer for 5 minutes. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. And go.
Okay, so first round is chemistry. We'll start with when Kat and Adina met each other. Kat showed up to Adina's presentation that she had for some art. And from the beginning, the moment that they saw each other, we all knew that a relationship was starting to develop. And we got very invested in this relationship from the beginning. We knew something was happening. We knew that like, Kat was trying to figure out her feelings, and Adina had a girlfriend, but that did not stop Adina.
Definitely didn't.
That did not stop Adina from connecting with Kat, and that connection was so deep, and we got invested in that connection. Not to even talk about the fact that in one of the episodes they were matching with striped t-shirts, and that's like really good. Like, if you just see them wearing the same shirts, and it's the chemistry when they're in the kitchen, they're talking, when they see each other at work. Well, actually, Adina shows up to Kat's work, but even when they see each other, when they text, the chemistry is there. Like, you can't miss it. If you see an episode of Adina, look at the way that Adina looks a Kat. You just want to be looked at the same way that Adina looks a Kat. What else?
Drew, you have any statements on this?
I'm sorry.
Because you're allowed to rebut.
I just want to throw out there that Adina and Kat are trash. Thank you.
Oh my gosh!
Bloodshed.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Y'all are okay. Interesting.
And another thing is that I'm going to throw this one out. And I don't know that if it's like considered as chemistry, but Kat definitely did punch somebody in the face for Adina.
Yeah, and but without considering the fact that she is here on a visa and that could have easily gotten her deported, she didn't even think about the consequences of that. But I'm asleep.
She didn't think. She didn't think about the consequences.
Dang, shots fired.
But it's because the love came out of her. And the chemistry was totally seen, like, that night when they went on a date night. And she went on a date night with the same, she did the same thing with a guy. And the chemistry wasn't there with the guy. It was there with Adina. They were walking.
Didn't they get in a fight shortly after that, though?
That is besides the point. The chemistry was there. It's unavoidable. We saw it. You guys saw it. We all saw it. So the chemistry is there.
And then we saw them
there.
Blow up on each other.
But Drew, let's just remember this is chemistry we're talking about.
You're right.
That will have to be another category.
Yes, ma'am.
That we can talk about later.
You're absolutely Allie. Right, Allie.
Yes, Allie. You are so the chemistry is there, guys. There's no way to deny it.
I mean, I just feel like it's a weird, like, I'm boss and employee situation where Kat feels like she should tell everyone or tell Adina what to do, and you know
that's not true because Adina moved to Paris for a little bit and Kat didn't tell her to move there, and the chemistry was still there while they were FaceTiming, when they were texting, when Kat sent a public tweet for her to help Adina while she was at the airport.
So didn't that end up making the situation worse for Adina?
Again, Drew, that doesn't have to do with their initial chemistry.
Yes. Right.
The chemistry is when two individuals just immediately are connected to each other.
And it's called science, people. Science.
Yes, they connected. Sorry. Just look at the way they look at each other. That's all you need to look for.
The passions in the eyes?
Yeah, the passions in the eyes.
All right. So do you have any more statements?
I think that's it.
Okay.
Gosh, 5 minutes is a long time.
Yeah, well, you still have a minute and 15 seconds left.
Okay. I mean, this is your time to fight for your couple.
You better fight.
You need to rebut everything that...
Oh, well, it's okay. I already know what happens with Tanji and male.
Suddenly, I can't read. I don't know how.
All right. Well, then in that case, since she's not using her full time, Drew, we will go over to you. Please argue for your couple for their chemistry. Chemistry only.
Chemistry only.
All right, are you ready?
All right. Yeah.
Oh, okay, go.
Everyone knows that the best relationships start out as friendships. And you want to know who are two really good friends for a very long time, since childhood, in fact, Jordan and Tanji. Sure, my opponent may want to bring up that Tanji first dated Rainer, who's Jordan's best friend. But as you can see, Rainer was overjoyed for them because their chemistry was undeniable. First of all, look at Jordan. Damn. Look at Tanji. Also, damn. Look at them looking at each other. Wow. Okay? Passion. Okay?
I did
In
not
its
see
purest
passion.
Form. Also, we got a lot of really hot makeout scenes from them this season, and I just feel like that alone shows that they're good looking. Not to mention that the chemistry between Keith Powers and Pepe, who play Jordan and Tanji, is undeniable in real life. So for that to carry over into the storyline is just beautiful. Yes, there may have been some hiccups in their relationship, but the chemistry, the sexual tension has always been there.
Could you cut the tension with a knife?
You could only cut the tension with one of those hot knives.
Hot knives, okay.
Because it's so thick that just not a regular schmegular knife could cut it.
Not to rain on your parade, but I would like to say that I think Jordan's chemistry is actually better with Rainer's mom.
Oh,
wow.
And why, Carla? Wow. Why do you think this? What is the body language that goes on? I mean,
the body language, when he sees her, he gets excited. We've seen them have scenes together, the way he kisses her, the way he talks to her. And he's only not dating his mom because it's Rainer's mom.
That's not true. They were messing around for fun, and then she was subtly blackmailing him.
All right, guys, one person at a time. One person
she
at
was,
a time.
First of all, she was subtly blackmailing him into sleeping with her. So I don't know if that's passion. She definitely manipulated that situation. That's not chemistry. That's manipulation and an old lady being trash. Okay. Jordan and Tanji sees Jordan's struggle. And she accepts it, even though they didn't come from two of the same walks of life, even though he came, you know, from a rougher neighborhood and she did not come from that. The chemistry, it's like Romeo and Juliet, but without anyone dying.
Well, can you give a specific occurrence of when there was really good chemistry?
Of course I can. For instance, when when Tanji was willing to switch her music genre and no one was supporting her, Jordan went out of his way, went into her trailer, and sat there and gave her the most beautiful pep talk I've ever heard on TV. It was so lovely. Also, even though they got caught by paparazzi, they had a very beautiful makeout session out on his balcony. And it was just black magic, like black girl magic, black boy magic all day long. And I just feel like, what more would you want from a TV couple but some melanin in the making? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you need to copyright that, girl. Melanin in the making.
Melanin in the making.
All right, well, you still have...
I don't even need the full 5 minutes for you to understand that.
You have a minute 34, that's it? We're done?
Yeah.
So does
anybody want to do one last stake as to what chemistry was like, why this chemistry on screen was so undeniable?
Okay, I got you.
One last example.
I got you. Anytime Jordan and Tanji are not even in the same scene, if you just know even in the background, if Tanji was talking to someone else in the scene, Jordan's eyes were always on Tanji and vice versa. You wouldn't even notice what was going on in the actual scene because you would look in the background and one of them was back there just checking out the other because the passion and the chemistry is so strong that it can interrupt the whole entire scene. They're scene stealers.
Well, I think that the chemistry in person is very different than when you actually can feel the chemistry through a FaceTime call because that's like they're in opposite countries. Let's not forget Adina was in Paris and Kat was in New York City. And when they were FaceTiming, the way that they were looking at each other, you don't look at somebody through the phone like that.
She did have a girlfriend as well.
Yeah. Adina did have a girlfriend, just saying that she went back to Paris for, but by all means, chemistry.
Yeah, but the chemistry was there, whether she was taken or not. When you have chemistry with somebody, whether you're taken or not, if the chemistry is there, it's undeniable.
When chemistry is truly undeniable, though, there wouldn't be another person. So.
Boom. Well,
but there was another person for Jordan as well.
Blackmail.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, should we discuss this? Who's going to be the winner of this round? I mean, I have my choice. Oh. All right.
I think you should take it away with the winner.
All right. I have to say, you guys both made very convincing arguments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They were very eloquent and lovely. But I have to say that I have a little bit more solid chemistry facts from Drew. So Drew wins this round purely on the arguments. All right.
The facts.
So
let's not forget, we've got to bring facts to the table specific examples made this chemistry rock between Jordan and Tanji.
We have to keep it as legitimate rather than opinionated.
Yes, right. That's true.
Always opinions backed up with facts. So what's our next round? Let's go, Allie.
Next round. Again, that is a win for Drew, a win for Jordan and Tanji. So this one would either break it to a tiebreaker or if Drew wins, she wins the round. Alrighty.
Carla, got to come back now.
I know.
Alrighty.
No pressure.
No pressure.
So the next category is honesty.
Oh.
Perfect.
All right. Well, Drew, since you won the last round, let's have you start. Let me get my stopwatch. Are we ready?
Honesty. In 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Yes. There have been mistakes, as my opponent is going to bring up. But where Jordan could turn around and just continue to lie, he owned up to things. Actually, I wouldn't even say he continued to lie because he wasn't lying about anything. Anytime anything was brought up, that Tanji brought up, he owned up to it. And Tanji never lied, ever. Not once. Not even a little bit. Not even a white lie. Not even a brown lie. No lies were given by Tanji.
Drew, can you give us the example of when he could have lied, but he ended up telling the truth?
Yes. Okay. So, Jordan came from the, like I said earlier, Jordan has come from a rough upbringing. So, for the most part, people thought that his parents were dead. Come to find out, his parents were not dead. His mom is alive. Very much so, and she comes and she basically wrecks the entire scene. Jordan told everyone that she was dead because he didn't want people to be able to use that to hold it against him. And no, he didn't tell Tanji, but
for the whole time that they were together.
Not for the whole time. When she told, when she found out and she talked to Jordan, he told her, and she was understanding because that's so, what a couple does.
But what you're saying is throughout the duration of their relationship, he withheld the truth of what was actually his parents.
Technically, yes.
Okay.
But the issue of parents was not brought up.
So it's like it's not
her.
Like, so they so he
it's
never
a lie
lied.
By admission.
Did he ever tell Tanji that my parents are dead? Did he ever tell her, or she just heard from the grapevine?
From what I remember, she had just heard. I don't think they ever had the conversation about the parents.
I don't really know, but I think he's talked about it before.
I don't think to Tanji, but he has talked about it before. But the point is, he has not lied to Tanji.
Okay.
He can lie to everyone else for all I care, but he didn't lie to Tanji.
But she did slap him when his mom was at his apartment or Rainer's apartment, and she was like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "Who are you? I'm Jordan's mom." And she was very surprised at the fact that Jordan's mom was there.
She was, you're right. But then Jordan told her the truth. So I feel like that situation was very tough for him. And yes, was he completely honest? No. But was it an understanding and growing moment for both of them and it made them a stronger couple? Absolutely.
Has he been honest about sleeping with Rainer's mom?
There hasn't, as far as I'm concerned, there hasn't been any need to bring it up. So I don't see.
So lying by omission?
If you want to call it that, I just say it's.
I'm not helping.
So, but would Tanji, if Tanji were to find out, do you think she would be upset?
Ooh, I mean, good question.
She would be, but I imagine only as upset as Kat was that Adina had a girlfriend. So.
But I think Kat knew.
Kat knew she had a girlfriend, and that didn't stop her.
But Adina still went to Paris to be with her girlfriend and not Kat.
We're not talking about them yet.
You're right.
We're focusing on.
But the point is, yes. Has there been some dishonesty? Sure. If that's what you want to call it. But has there been growth and understanding from the dishonesty? Absolutely.
All right. Well, then you have a minute left. Tell me when he was honest.
When he was honest? He was honest about his feelings for her. He was honest about her, how he feels about her pursuit into the genre of music that she wanted to do. He was honest about his intentions with her. He was honest about basically that, you know, being vulnerable with her is something that he's not good at and that he's going to try. And I feel like he was honestly trying. So that's all I have to say.
All right.
I think those were some good statements that were made.
That was very nice.
That's a good way to argue for the honesty.
Thank you.
All right, Carla, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Ready? And begin.
as we all have seen in the whole first season, we realized that Kat was honest with Adina from the beginning, and so was Adina with Kat. So,
can you give us the specific example as to when Kat was honest with Adina and vice versa?
I feel like you should be a judge or a lawyer.
So, for example, when Kat first met Adina, Kat is very new into having a relationship with a woman. So she didn't really know how to describe her feelings, and she was honest with Adina from the beginning, and she let her know that this was very new to her, which Adina was very understanding about. And the first time that they ended up kissing, Adina did tell Kat that she had a girlfriend.
Was that before or after they kissed?
I don't remember. But
it was after.
But she told her. It was the honesty. I mean, we're going back to the chemistry, because the chemistry happened. They kissed, and Adina was like, I'm so sorry, I have a girlfriend. But she was honest with her right away, and she told her that she had a girlfriend, that she was taken. Another time when Kat was honest with her was when Kat was going to leave with her to the trip, and Kat just told her that she couldn't do it, and she was honest with her as the reasons why she couldn't go with her. Other things that happened.
I think I can see where we're coming from, especially because right before she didn't end up going with Adina, she pulled back because she told her the truth.
Yes, she did tell her the truth. She's always been truthful with her about her feelings, how she's feeling, why, if like things are not working out. Like, it's, she's always, Kat has always been truthful with Adina and vice versa. And they've both been very understanding throughout the whole relationship because this is something new to them. And yes, they've had like arguments, but it's never been because of dishonesty. It's always like they've always been honest with each other with throughout the whole time. Like when they first kissed each other, when they first slept with each other, when they went, when they were at the airport with each other, every single situation that they've had together, they've been honest. Kat apologized when she punched that guy in the face and put Adina in danger. And she was honest with her and told her, you know what, I'm so sorry. I didn't think about what could have happened. And that, it takes a lot of guts for somebody to say they're sorry.
There's a lot of communication.
There's
going
a lot
on.
Of communication.
Drew, it looks like you have something on your mind.
No, I was going to say that I personally feel like this round was rigged, but that's fine.
Rigged? How could it be rigged?
So? Because we all know that Kat and Adina's one strength is honesty. So I'm not even.
All right. All right.
It's true.
Well, guys, you still have 2 minutes left, but
I think I've said enough.
You've said your piece. I think you've
made me realize, and then Drew also. It's tough because they fought in there. They want to be honest and they want to be truthful, but sometimes it kind of holds back.
Okay, so here's the breaking down part for me. You made a strong argument, girl. You did. You had great ways around
the truth.
The truth.
Thank you.
Speaking
Very
of honesty,
like the ones that you're arguing for. Lying by omission to me, though, still is not honesty. So ultimately, Carla did give multiple examples of honesty within the relationship for Kat and Adina. So this round goes to her.
Carla!
Yay, she's still in the running!
Woo-hoo! Carla is We're the tied. Winner of honesty. So right now, if you've just tuned in, we are up head-to-head with Carla. I mean, not Carla. Well, Carla and Drew, but Jordan and Tandy.
Tied right now.
Yes. Jordan and Tangi versus Kat and Adina. And that brings us to our last category.
Oh, this one's a good one,
And this one is something that I think both of these couples share. Okay. They both obviously love each other and wholeheartedly. And there's something that keeps them attached to each other. Mm-hmm. And they care about the other person and their well-being. So this next category is going to be
dun, dun, dun.
Empathy.
All right.
Carla, since
you
won.
May start.
Wait, can I start after her? Can I go
No. no. This
I
is
mean,
part
I'll
of
it. I feel
part
very,
of the game.
Yeah, can she take
All
it?
Right.
I feel very
no,
strongly.
Well, no.
I know, but she won the last
you're right,
round.
You're right.
So therefore,
Carla must.
Think on your toes, baby. Think on your toes.
I'm thinking. Give me 2 seconds.
So.
Well, the time is going to start now.
Yes. Yeah,
so we'll take your 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right. It has begun. So take your 2 seconds and think about empathy.
How does Kat and Adina represent empathy
in their relationship?
I think they represent empathy in the way that they've both been very understanding about each other's situation from the get-go. Adina knows that Kat is new to being in a relationship with a woman, and she was very understanding, and she was willing to take it slow, little by little, and do whatever she felt comfortable with until, like, you know, she would say something. And then Kat has been very understanding with Adina and her situation that she has a girlfriend and she does have to be with the girlfriend, and she kind of pushes her to be with her girlfriend more than anything, because she's like, well, if you're with this person, maybe you're meant to be with that person. And she's very understanding from the beginning once Adina tells her that. Adina's also very understanding at the fact that Kat's job is very important to her, because she is a young person who has a very high position at this magazine that probably a lot of people dream of having. So Adina's not making her choose between her and her job.
But didn't she ask her to go with her?
She did ask her to go with her, but she didn't make her like, oh, you need to come with me. It was more of like,
because Kat, no ultimatum.
Yeah, because Kat was saying that she would like to be free like her and to be able to travel around. And it was like, it was really Kat saying like, oh, I wish I could do this. So Adina was just giving her the choice to be able to do it with her. And when Kat said no at the end, we find out that Adina was very understanding about it. Adina's like, okay, like, you don't want to go. I totally get it. And Adina left Kat behind. And as much as it hurt all of us, we were very understanding of Kat's decision, and we knew that Adina had to go.
Right.
Wait, so the character, though, not us as an audience, were they understanding of each other?
Yes, they were understanding that.
They both realized that if they wanted to support each other's dreams, they had to be separate in this time.
Yeah.
So they're both very selfless characters, and they stick up for each other and what they believe in. And if they want to do something, no one's telling them no, they can't.
Yeah.
So, all right. Okay, I think I can understand where that's coming from.
Yes.
You really like these characters.
I'm impartial. I'm impartial. But Carly, do you have anything else you want to say before Drew starts?
Nope, that's it.
Alrighty, Drew.
All right, hold on. Let me get my clock ready.
Empathy.
And
Drew Jones.
Go.
I would like to quote some Twitter users who are fans.
Yes, Queen.
Janji. Oh. From Tyrone Johnson. Tanji and Jordan are in-game, I say into the mic. The crowd cheers. I smile. Voice speaks and commands silence from the room.
All right, that
I
one.
I just feel like.
Yeah.
Another tweet. Jordan and Tanji are getting back together because I truly believe they love each other. That was from abrit53. Now, Jordan and Tanji both are underdogs, for sure, when it comes to the fame game. You know, they're not collectively what the ideal movie star or pop star look like. And so instantly they're outsiders. So they can understand one another on the fact, and obviously they do throughout the show, understand that they have to work twice as hard just to get on the same playing field as their fellow comrades. And so they're able to bond over that. They're also able to bond over the fact that they have crazy mothers who are overwhelming and get all up in their business. Which, for example, Tanji was able to understand why Jordan lied about his mother, because her mother is a pain. Extremely a pain. Jordan was also able to empathize. Oh, look at him. Wow. Jordan was also able to empathize with Tanji when she wanted to change genres, because she wanted to go into country music. And they kept telling her, you know, you're a black girl. That's not really going to work for, like, country music isn't really going to fit on you. And he empathized by saying, a lot of the stuff isn't going to fit for us, but we have to make it fit for us, and we have to continue to persevere. We have to continue to fight on because you're talented and this is what you're passionate about, so you should do it.
Wow.
That was great.
I mean, you heard it from me, but you also heard it from the Twitter users.
That was very well said. I think I have my decision.
I mean, I have my decision as well. You want to do it on the count of three? Oh, wait. Do you have any more statements?
Does anybody have any rebuttals or causes that they would like to state before we dub the first Do You Ship relationship of the year?
Last statements.
Yes.
Go.
While I respect Kat and Nadina, and I think that they have a lovely relationship, I think Jordan and Tanji have gone over more bumps in the road and have still chosen to persevere and still love each other. And I think we're going to actually see their relationship continue to blossom in season two. I don't know if we're going to see Kat and Adina in their season two.
Oh, all right.
Well, I can definitely say that we are going to see Kat and Adina in season two. And I just want to state the fact that I think that they're such a much cuter couple because they did build a fort together.
She means in the activities that they do. They're very cute.
They're like a very cute couple who
okay, I mean, all right.
They did build a fort together and the airport.
I'm sorry.
They have had a lot of fun.
Jordan and Tanji were busy fighting the systematic oppression of Hollywood, so they didn't get a chance
to build my gosh
in an airport.
So. Okay. Well, guys, before this gets a little too far, on the count of three, me and Candace are going to dump the first relationship and first winner of the Do You Ship bracket on the count of three.
I'm scared.
One, two, three. Janji! Candace says Jordan and Janji. I said Janji. Hashtag Janji. Guys.
They were the underdog, guys. They were. They did not have the most votes on Twitter, I will say.
I'm not sure.
They were in the lead going off of that.
Yes.
But you all did wonderful arguments. It was an amazing first episode for Do You Ship. But I think that the relationship for Jordan and Tanji spoke for themselves tonight.
Yes.
It did.
Thank you.
It did. And it's just happened to be the categories that were chosen for this week's
different
episode.
Different category, different result.
And yes. If we've learned anything, we have to have facts. Bring them up. But I mean, I will say Kat and Adina have a lovely relationship, but I think also that maybe Janji has gone through a little bit more trials and tribulations, which gives them more sustenance to kind of build a cause.
It's a stronger relationship.
I'm not going to lie. I thought we'd lost it with the honesty round.
But you did make some swift arguments.
You did.
Thank you.
You did.
I was impressed. That's intense how you were able to argue the honesty.
You sidestepped that whole bit.
My mom says I can argue my way out of a plastic bag.
So. And my mom said paper bag, but sure, yes.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, you guys, both contestants put up a great fight. Both relationships are very amazing. Obviously, we're so excited to see Kadina come back on the Bold Type.
Yes,
it's going to be amazing.
June 12th,
they will be back on our TV screens for all of the love and support that we give them. But Janji is going to the next round.
Yes. And Famous in Love is coming back too.
Yes, they are.
And they're always streaming as well, guys. So you can watch them live or streaming. And we can binge watch again this season.
Season two for Famous in Love premieres April 4th. So be sure to
coming up.
In like two weeks.
So we will be able to see
Janji back
very soon.
Very, very excited.
So we're excited for next week. You guys want to announce who we're competing against next week?
Yes, I do. It's going to be Toby and Spencer from Pretty Little Liars.
Versus Malik. From
Malik.
She's been going on for this for weeks. I'm just going to let her have her moment.
But you know what?
You're going down next week, girl. You're going down. No. You're going down.
Malik,
yes, you are.
Malik, I can't believe I just woo-wooed.
You did, yeah.
Okay.
But you're going down.
But
all right.
Malik is going to be great. But guys, if you want to join us too, make sure you fill out those brackets. You can find that on challenge.com/doyouship R1, which is the round one. And I cannot wait to see what you guys choose.
We're so excited.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense already. I don't know if you guys have seen people already starting to talk smack on Twitter about this bracket. So I am excited for next week. If you thought this week was intense, just wait. They have been going back and forth for for a minute about the two couples that are coming up next week. So the intensity is only going up.
And you know what's fun? And you know what? I like to have fun. And I love to learn and grow.
Oh my God, I love to learn and grow
in all areas of my life. For those who do, we've got the perfect podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sisters that you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, guys. Woo! It's free. So sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us who got you there. Again, that's Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Go subscribe to that and listen to it, because I know if you're like us, you have long commutes everywhere. And it's amazing to listen to her. She's such an inspiration because, I mean, if it wasn't for her and Kevin, we wouldn't have this space and this amazing opportunity to do You Ship. So you guys be sure to go and support her as well. She's doing amazing things. Like she's back with Vengeance. So it's super exciting for
her. Amazing. And a role model to us all. So check it out every Friday. Go to iTunes and subscribe.
Alrighty, guys. Well, we now have our first official winner.
Yes, we
Drew Jones.
Drew Jones won that round. Janji. And we are going on next week. Same time, same place. Tuesday, 7 p.m. And you're going down, girl.
No.
Just saying, ow. Oh.
Wow. That's hard about anything.
It's already getting violent. Where can they find you ladies at?
Again, my name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And hey guys, Allie Nasta. You can find me on Twitter at Allie Nasta and on Instagram at Allie Girl.
And hey guys, I'm Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran and on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J and check me out tonight on The Flash.
Woo!
All right. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.